So what do? You've had a fantastic dinner on another hot and steamy night in Bangkok. You're full of fresh fish, delicious scented rice, exotic spices and tropical fruit. You've seen plenty of crisp, dry white wine, lingered over coffee and cognac, and as you sit there wreathed in tobacco smoke, where do you choose to round off the evening? Well, we were in Pat Pong, which is the red light area, so naturally we paid a visit to a club. It was a bit like, well, no, it was nothing like the bar in Cheers, actually. It was a bar, but, well, there's a bar with a raised stage and a catwalk behind, and we sat on some bench seats, backs against the wall, about 20 feet from the bar. Two beers arrived, along with four waitresses. And the waitresses draped themselves around our little party of two. My legs were being rubbed vigorously by two of them, and glancing across, my wife Sandra had attracted the interest of the other two. And so the show began. Trumpets were blown and razor blades on strings were produced and darts fired at balloons and ping pong balls bounced around. A lot of ping pong balls, actually. I was mildly distracted by the young lady on my right who was offering to perform oral sex on me, or words to that effect, when I was struck in the right eye by a high-speed banana, which I thought someone had thrown at me from the stage. Sandra corrected me and assured me that it had been fired from the stage. You don't mean, oh, she did. The waitress appeared and replenished our beers, and from my right it was clear that the offer was still open, so I had to explain, look, it's very kind of you, but you're a very nice girl. I'm a married man, you know, this is my wife here. You know, it's very difficult for me. That's okay, she said. Bring your wife along, we'll do her too. Back at the hotel later, Sandra asked how much she was charging. And, you know, I explained we didn't get as far as establishing a price. It took about 48 hours for the dreaded question to rear up like a spitting cobra. She asked, if I hadn't been there, would you have... No. What about if we weren't married? No. If you were with friends? Absolutely not. Or on your own? Of course not. And even the threat of another onslaught by twat-propelled bananas will not unstick me from my story, although it might have unstuck me from my seat. So for your assistance and general well-being, well, here's how to behave as a seasoned traveller in such an establishment. These are 10 essential rules in a Bangkok sex club. Number 1. Establish the price of the drinks before you start. Number 2. Take a female partner or friend. This should mean you'll leave before things get out of hand, or in one. Number 3. Don't take any pictures or video. Number 4. Don't press that trumpet to your lips and have a blow yourself. 5. Wear pale-coloured trousers. I wore navy blue and came out looking like I'd been sitting in a chalk pit. Although I must stress that previous visitors were to blame, or maybe it was cleaning fluid. Number 6. Again a personal thing. Under those strobe lights, my new white linen shirt picked me out as a target. Be better off taking the third light for your cigarette while surrounded by snipers. 7. Don't bring a bat, because it's not table tennis as we understand it. 8. The razors on a string, well, they're not good for shaving, even for the budget traveller. 9. The balloons are bursting right above your head. Make no sudden movements. Keep your head down and just admire their muscle control and sheer accuracy. Number 10. However hungry you might be, just ignore that banana.